It's the new Hot 107.9 Police Hot Station for hip-hop and R&B. It's the QDZ show. Right now, I have Deputy Police Commissioner Richard Ross on the line, and we also have E. Stephen Collins, Radio 1 family. We're just talking about young lady that was abducted from her school. You know, it's been all over the news. You know, Richard Ross, I think everyone right now kind of thinks everything is okay. Like, okay, well, she's back at home. She's safe. Nothing happened. And I feel like everyone is kind of like going on with their lives. Can you just kind of tell us what's going on with the case? Give us an update.
Well, for as much as we can comment on, I'll tell you that it's not okay. And this young little pretty girl went through a very traumatic experience, one which is really unspeakable. And we need some information. That's just the bottom line. I mean, we've been out there several times. We've enlisted the help of several folks in the community, and we're thankful for that. But we need a lot more information. We need to find out why this young girl was taken, you know, who traumatized her in the way that she was traumatized, for which I will not go into detail.
Okay.
But we need information. This is not over. This is just beginning for us. And I need for folks to understand that this is a little girl, you know, who went through some things that I won't even begin to describe. But folks need to understand that the folks responsible, the people responsible, need to be held and taken to justice for it. I mean, because it's nothing that I can say right now other than that, then please come forward. Help us with some information to find out what's going on.
Richard Ross, Deputy Police Commissioner, he's on the line. We're just talking about the young lady that was abducted from her school. Richard Ross, I have a little boy, you know, at home, and, you know, this is just unspeakable. You know, I've been hearing, you know, you hear things, we've been hearing a couple of things that were going on with the case. What I do want to ask you, if you can answer this for me, was this a situation where there were other people in the house, other kids in the house? Can you kind of break that down for us?
Well, I mean, you got to keep in mind something. I mean, practically all we're getting on this is coming from this little girl.
Okay.
Who, you know, you're talking about, and I have one myself, a little one. And a lot of times they'll get times and stuff distorted, even under the most normal circumstances. But when you're talking about the trauma and the horror that this young girl went through, it is understandable, it is more than understandable, that she may not have everything quite in order, but we do believe that there was more than one person in this home that she was taken to. And I told E this, and I mentioned this to a couple of folks, you know, I was just traumatized when I heard that this poor young girl was in this park by herself in the middle of the night. Just imagine that.
With
you know, somebody
t-shirt.
5 years old. I mean, that's hard to really get your brain around that.
Yeah.
But then anything else that may have happened to her, I mean, there are some individuals who, you know, need to be brought to justice, who need to answer for this crime. And at this point, it appears that, you know, the only way we're going to do this is if the people in the community really, you know, come forward if they know anything. And I do say if they know anything, you know, to help us as much as possible. I mean, and I'm talking about the fact that there could be something that they think is insignificant, you know, that is significant to us and meaningful to us in terms of the investigation. Don't overlook anything that you may have heard or anything that you think is suspicious. But most importantly, realize that this young girl was traumatized in a way that we can't even begin to talk about. And so please don't look at it like she's just home and, okay, whatever happens from here just happens. No, we are still in the midst of this investigation running full bore, and we just want as much help as we can get. Too many unanswered questions in this. There's a young girl that went through things that nobody should go through, and as a result, we're going to keep pushing and pressing and everything you can imagine. We're working collaboratively with federal agencies as well as the community to solve this case. And it is a horrendous one.
Got you. We have E. Stephen Collins in here. E. Stephen Collins, tomorrow you're going to be down with the police commissioner downtown. Can you explain a little bit what's going on?
Jerry Montezire, the head of the NAACP and the Black Clergy of Philadelphia, are assembling 20-plus men in the community, Q, to say, we will not allow this innocent child to be victimized by these animals that did this to her. We will not allow it. We are going to stand with the commissioner and therefore with the police department. We are begging you, we are urging you, if you're listening to this broadcast, there is a significant amount of money. The FOP and the Citizens Crime Commission already have $10,000. We're going to match that tomorrow. It'll be $20,000. And we're putting our own money up because, you know what, Q, just like you were saying a minute ago, as a man, as a father, as a Philadelphian, we have to do more. Yeah. We cannot allow this child to be treated in this way and not react with outrage. And that's what I feel. My heart is broken for her. And, you know, whatever I have and whatever resources we have at Radio One, trust, we are going to do this. And do you know what, Commissioner? You all will ultimately arrest the person or persons who abducted little Miss Robinson, and we will bring those people to justice if God is my judge.
Richard Ross, we appreciate you, you know, calling in. I just got to tell you right now, I'm just so angry. I'm really angry. And if I don't care if you have kids or not. Like, I have a kid. We all have kids. But just imagine this being your sister, your aunt, your cousin. Like, you have, just as being a human,
if
you know anything.
That anger, however, has got to be turned into action. If you know something,
please call.
If you know anything, Commissioner, I don't know if you have that special victim's number on hand with you.
Okay, yeah, special victim's number. Please call if you know anything. 215-685-3251. That's 215-685-3251. Richard Ross, thank you for giving us a call here on the QDZ show. We really appreciate it. And we're going
to. Thank you for all you're doing. I appreciate
that.
Call me anytime. We have to catch these like you said, these animals.
I mean, I know they're going to get caught. It's just a matter of, are you going to help us, or does the police? The police are going door to door, every house.
Yeah.
And they need somebody who saw something. There may be other children. There may be other children right now in this situation. Folks, y'all listening to Hot 107.9. Get up. Go around the corner. Be discreet. Do whatever you need to do. Q, give him the number one more
time. It's
215. Commissioner, thank you again.
Thank you, Commissioner.
No
215-685-3251. That's 215-685-3251. The young lady that this happened to, that's our child. That's our cousin. That's our sister. That's our. We have to help out. 215-685-3251. Thank you, Richard Ross, for calling into the QDZ show.
Not a problem. Thank you, folks.
New Hot 107.9.